Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. The United Nations Security Council Resolution 1973, we know it now, calls for Libyan civilians to be protected by UN member nations, which was passed earlier this month, using all necessary means. That's pretty sweeping.
That is. That's incredibly broad.
Well, and we've seen in the more than a week since that resolution was passed an escalation of the fighting in Libya. There's a no-fly zone that NATO is coordinating that exists over the entire nation of Libya. But President Obama, right after that resolution was passed, said there were some limits.
The United States is not going to deploy ground troops into Libya.
Well, what does that mean exactly? Apparently, in the 21st century, no ground troops being deployed in Libya does not include CIA, special ops forces that may be, and we're learning, are reportedly on the ground in Libya. It apparently doesn't include trainers who might go in to arm the rebels and the opposition. And we learn, reportedly, the president within the last 2 weeks has signed a finding authorizing some form of assistance in arms and training, possibly, to go to the opposition in Libya. Joining us now is Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What is the process here of authorizing a finding and then filling in the blanks that actually might include some special ops style boots on the ground in Libya?
Well, anytime that the CIA is going to go into a country covertly to do what they call a covert action, the president needs to sign a presidential finding authorizing actions which technically are deniable by the United States. So what we have in today's paper is that several weeks ago, President Obama signed a finding that basically authorized the CIA to make contact with the rebels, to support the rebels, even to arm the rebels. But as we have been reporting for the last few days, there is not been a decision yet to actually provide arms to the rebel forces in Libya because there's concerns about what kind of blowback would happen if they did. However, there are CIA personnel on the ground in Libya gathering intelligence about the rebels, gathering information for the airstrikes, and to, you know, basically find out who these guys are in advance of possibly providing this lethal aid.
But these are not symbolic folks. I mean, they're actually selecting targets that then the airstrikes go after. They're indicating who might be the target of, an air gunship. And describe these gunships that go in. I mean, they're not bombing from the stratosphere. These are close air support kinds of assets that actually take out troops on roads, et cetera.
Yeah, they're AC-130 gunships, which the military uses pretty frequently, and they're pretty low-flying airships that circle around a target and have some pretty fierce weaponry on them, and they're meant to aid troops on the ground to pick off targets, and a lot of times they're used in urban settings because they're believed to be able to pinpoint targets a little bit more than, for instance, fighter jets. But you're right, yeah, the CIA operatives are gathering intelligence. They're finding out which weapons depots need to be blown up, which clusters of troops in urban areas seem to be the most strategically important. Yeah, they are aiding the military campaign.
Mark Mazzetti is national security correspondent for the New York Times. You know, the most laughable part of all of this is the word covert, which the meaning of which is certainly twisted. I mean, if you go back to the Afghan campaign, which was also a covert helping of freedom fighters who were fighting the Russian invasion in Afghanistan, you had some of these opposition folks actually trotted out in Washington photo ops and in addresses before Congress. It seems this is a much different style of projecting a relationship with the opposition forces on the ground in Libya, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I think the Obama administration is very wary at this point of doing that kind of arrangement, basically having CIA or Green Berets embedding with the rebels and basically making the U.S. campaign part of the rebel campaign. Because, as we said, we're not sure really what these guys are all about, and if in fact if they were to take over, what that would mean for Libya. So I think at this point it's a little bit of a middle ground where they're trying to bleed Colonel Gaddafi's military. They're trying to create defections within the military.
And they've accomplished that. Moussa Koussa, the foreign minister, is now a former foreign minister defecting in the UK. Quickly, Mark, what's the chain of command here? Because the president has signed a finding, does that mean some lieutenant colonel somewhere, an Oliver North of the 21st century, can authorize fighting to actually begin somewhere on the ground?
No, it goes directly to the CIA director. Then the CIA director will authorize the deployment of his CIA people inside of Libya. The findings are dealt with by the National Security Council, but ultimately executed by the CIA.
So Mark Mazzetti, National Security Correspondent for The New York Times, when we're hearing these comments, such as we have, about flickers of al-Qaeda or flickers of extremism among the rebel groups, or people talking about the fact that they've captured arms from Gaddafi, but they don't know how to use them, those could be reports coming straight from our own American CIA operatives in the country.
Yes, that's right. When they say flickers of al-Qaeda inside the rebel forces, right now there are Americans on the ground gathering information about the rebel forces. So that would be presumably some of the best sources of intelligence would be from the people actually on the ground.
What concern is there among your sources that this becomes like, here we go again, that dissidents and would-be sort of Arab freedom fighters from all over the world will land in Libya, hoping to be a part of this weapons and mercenary bonanza, as they did in Afghanistan?
You know, there's certainly concern, but I think that there's a wariness of getting too deep into this at this moment. Now, you could say that as long as there are Americans on the ground, you're already getting deeper than you'd want. But there's all sorts of pretty lousy choices that the Obama administration is trying to sift through right now in dealing with this campaign, and also to look like the U.S. isn't in charge. However, as we see, whether it's being giving intelligence or actually putting these people on the ground, there are certain things that the U.S. does that other countries don't do, and that makes it fairly essential for a coalition campaign like this.
And Mark Mazzetti, National Security Correspondent for The New York Times, watching on the ground where CIA forces are apparently on the ground in Libya. The learning curve, steep. They may not be completely immersed in the opposition groups in Libya right now, but they soon will be. Mark Mazzetti, thanks so much.
Thank you.